The Geek Couch podcasts are brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Go to charmingbeard.com and enter in the code GEEK when you buy a bag of their single roasted coffees and get 10% off of your order. Charming Beard Coffee, quality small batch single origin coffee for the discerning coffee drinker. Beard not necessarily required.
Oh, great! Real bullets!
Smoke and mirrors, guys! Welcome to the movie factory.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
I know who I am! I'm a dude blazing a dude disguised as another dude!
Yeah. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast. For the week of December 4th, 2012. We're getting near Christmas, people. Christmas is looming. Are you done shopping? Have you even started? I haven't done crap yet. But we got the letters to Santa Claus written today, so that was a start. So at least the kids would get one present each. But anyway, man oh man, Christmas. I'm going to try to keep these going every week, but we'll see what happens. By the way, I'm your host, Sean DeRager. You probably, if you listen to the show, you already know that. But if you're new to the show, welcome. Glad to have you a part of the show. All right, let's move. I don't really have any news or anything this week. It's been a crazy, crazy weekend. Haven't really been able to keep up on too much. So let's just jump right into the releases this week.
Time to musk up.
Good? Yes, sir!
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
All right, so we got some good ones this week. A lot of good stuff coming out this week. And let me try to get my levels up here. Anyway, hopefully I'm not screwing things up. Here we go. Okay. a lot of good stuff this week. And the problem with December is I started a new thing where I don't buy anything for myself on December. So it's going to be a rough one. Me holding out this week, but there's some good stuff that I'll have to put on my wish list and that I'll get for, you know, use Christmas money, or maybe someone special to me will get me one of these movies. Anyway, first up, it's the big one. The Dark Knight Rises is finally on Blu-ray this week.
So you know about him?
Of course. Do you think he's coming back?
I don't know.
What are you?
I'm Gotham's Reckoning.
All right. The epic conclusion to the Dark Knight trilogy, the Christopher Nolan verse Batman. I have mixed feelings about this. I know a lot of people were disappointed by The Dark Knight Rises. I, on the other hand, really enjoyed it. I think it's a great conclusion to the Dark Knight mythos that Christopher Nolan has created. And I think Bane is a worthy adversary.
His voice is really fun to imitate all the time.
so there's that, you know. Gave us a character that's fun to impersonate. And, you know, I really dug the film. There are some logic gaps you have to kind of just go with the film. I mean, Christopher Nolan gives us, what, like a 2.5 hour, maybe 2 hour and 45 minute, you know, almost 3 hour film here. So every little jot and tittle, of course, can't be explained. So there's some logic leaps that I was willing to go with it. It's a very good-looking film, well-acted. Everyone's at top of their game. And, you know, while not as good as The Dark Knight, while I did have problems plot-wise with The Dark Knight, I think it's a fitting conclusion to the character, and Christopher Nolan puts the character to rest in the best way possible with this trilogy, making a full-on trilogy that no one really can bring their A-game like Christopher Nolan did for Batman. Everything's going to probably pale in comparison, but he put his stamp on it. We got three films, three amazing Batman films, and I think that's enough to be satisfied if you're a fan of Batman. I'm hearing the Blu-ray itself looks and hear and looks and sounds amazing, and the special features I hear are pretty awesome as well. There are some people saying to kind of hold off until next year because there's going to be a trilogy pack that comes out, like a collector's edition. You know, as long as I go to Best Buy and I get the Steelbook to match the other movies that I have, I'm happy. I'll be happy to own all three of these films. There's enough in each of these Blu-rays to tide you over for special features. So that's The Dark Knight Rises out this week, and it's the must-buy. It's the must-buy of the week. A handful of others here to talk about. Nothing as, you know, gigantic as far as the new releases goes as The Dark Knight Rises. There's a film called Beasts of the Southern Wild. I've heard of the film. I haven't really done too much research on it, but that is out this week. Also, another movie called The Odd Life of Timothy Green. Now, this movie, when it came out, apparently it's a sad ending. Spoiler alert. It has on IMDb 3 stars. It's a Disney film, and someone released something on YouTube of these kids just crying after the movie.
What happened to Timothy Green?
All his leaves came off, so he had to go.
I want to go.
So, anyway, so if you want your kids to cry their eyes out, hey, go ahead and pick The Odd Life of Timothy Green up this week and, you know, help your kids learn about life and death. Because, you know, that's just fun. That's fun family time. All right, I'm going to move through a few of these, you know, kind of these more middling releases here that I haven't really heard too much about. Another drama, Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones and Steve Carell. A movie called Hope Springs is out this week on Blu-ray. I haven't heard too much about it, and it's one of those that kind of came and went in the theaters, directed by David Frankel. After 30 years of marriage, a middle-aged couple attends to intense week-long counseling sessions to work on their relationship. So that's out this week. I'm not going to spend too much time on that. All right. Next, I'm actually really looking forward to this. This film is in theaters right now. It's been in theaters, but I'm showing that it's also getting a Blu-ray release as well. So the movie is called Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
Got something for me?
Let me tell you about Christmas. It ain't all candy canes and pretty lights. I heard this story. This fella, dressed as Santa, he set about killing them that was naughty.
Creep.
Every year, a new town.
Everyone knows that story. It's an urban legend.
It ain't.
Christmas, the number one holiday for people going nuts.
Listen, we've got a lead on our killer from the motel.
He's wearing a Santa suit and a mask.
Hiding in plain sight.
What if he was punishing them?
We're just gonna have to take this maniac down ourselves.
Christmas Eve is the scariest damn night of the year.
All right. So it's in select theaters. Some people have actually seen this in the theater. I really am kind of bummed that I'm unable to see this in the theater. It's starring Malcolm McDowell. It's an Anchor Bay release directed by Stephen Miller. I'm not going to go too much into it. My kids are in the other room. So you heard the trailer. You know what it's about. And it's a remake of slasher Silent Night, Deadly Night, which I guess was banned across America and in 1984. you know, I don't know. I'm reading the synopsis, and I'm like, I don't know if this is part of the synopsis or the movie, but it's a remake, and I'm hearing it's really great, some really great gore scenes. It's a brief 94 minutes, good old, you know, hour and a half, very R-rated, and I hear Malcolm McDowell is just fantastic. So that's out on Blu-ray this week. It's on my list of, you know, movie. I mean, I'm hoping it's streaming, because at least I want to check this out. So it's probably going to be streaming somewhere. So look for it this week. It's called Silent Night. I'm getting another horror film out this week, and it's called VHS. And it got some pretty decent reviews when it was out in theaters around in October.
Okay, here's the deal. We got to break into this house, and all we have to do is steal this one VHS tape.
Which one is it?
I don't know, man. Let's just look at this tape.
What's so special about this tape, anyway?
Die up here.
My apartment's haunted.
It's not haunted. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation.
So that's VHS. It's an anthology film. There's five horror films. They're all, you know, found footage films. VHS is out on Blu-ray, and I'm wondering how it's going to look on Blu-ray, because this is all kind of, you know, digital footage or VHS. Footage. I hear like in the middle it's kind of middling, but the bookends are actually pretty great. So I'm excited to check this out and rent it. Directed by, there's five different directors: David Bruckner, Glenn McQuaid, Radio Silence, Joe Swanberg, T. West, and Adam Wingard, and a cast of many. So excited to check this one out finally. It has been streaming and everything like that. I just didn't have time to really catch it when I was in October. I think it was actually streaming in October as well. But VHS out on Blu-ray. I know a lot of people actually really love this film. So if you are someone who loved that film, it's out for you to own a Blu-ray. All right, and finally, for the new releases, Eastbound and Down Season 3 out on Blu-ray this week. One of my favorite TV shows out there. You know, Danny McBride's HBO TV show, Wacky, and you know, Kenny Powers is probably one of my favorite characters to come along in a long time. So Eastbound and Down, Season 3, out now. Let's move into catalog releases.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
All right, so I got some. We got some good ones this week. Some good catalog releases. First up, Finding Nemo gets a Blu-ray release. It's a 3D Blu-ray release. So that's out this week. Not really too much to go into about that here. Because we've all seen it, we all love it. But I've actually sold the DVD, so I've been looking forward to checking out the Blu-ray and buying it. Pretty pricey though. It's like $35. So, I don't know if I want to. It's pretty pricey, but I'll end up getting it. I don't know. All right, that's about all I have to say about Finding Nemo. You guys all love it. I mean, everyone loves Finding Nemo. Come on. All right, next, Criterion has a couple releases out this week that I'm pretty excited about. Terry Gilliam's Brazil gets a Criterion Blu-ray release.
Do you wake from your finest fantasy only to return to your daily nightmare? Is your mother about to look younger than you do? Does the woman of your dreams...
I love you. In my dreams, I love you.
...still have a few doubts? Then it's time to take a stand. To break out of your dull, humdrum life and into Brazil.
You're so pleased you could make it. Right this way.
All right, that's Terry Gilliam's 1985 film, finally out on Blu-ray on a Criterion release. I've been holding out on buying this. I used to have the Criterion DVD. I think I ended up selling it, which I don't know why I did. Times were tough back in the day. had to sell some things. I had sold it and had been just waiting to buy it back. And knowing that, you know, Criterion was releasing Blu-rays, I've been anticipating this one. So it's finally out. It stars Jonathan Pryce, Katherine Hellman, Bob Hoskins, Michael Palin, Kim Greist, Robert De Niro, Derek O'Connor. That's Brazil. Great movie. One of my favorite Terry Gilliam films. It's just very, it's just crazy. I mean, it's a wacky film. And definitely, if you haven't checked this out, definitely give it a try. I think you'll really like it. The Blu-ray transfer, I'm expecting to be very good. I know that the DVD had a few versions of Brazil. The only one that I'm really interested in is the director's cut. As long as they have that, I'm happy. But Brazil is out this week. Another Criterion that's out this week is a film called Purple Noon. This is a 1960 film directed by René Clément, and that's out this week. I haven't heard too much about it, but I've been really wanted to check it out. Oh, here we go. It's actually based on the book The Talented Mr. Ripley, which had a horrible remake. So I'm sure this is going to be a lot better than that horrible Matt Damon remake. But the story is Tom Ripley is sent to Europe by Mr. Greenleaf to fetch his spoiled playboy son, Philippe, and bring him back to the States. In return, Tom will receive $5,000. Philippe toys with Tom, pretending he will go back home, but has no intentions of leaving his bride-to-be, Marge, and honoring his father's wishes. After some time passes, Mr. Greenleaf considers the mission a failure and cuts Tom off. Tom, in desperation, kills Philippe. Spoiler, jeez, assumes his identity, and lives the life of a rich playboy. However, he will need all his common abilities to keep Philippe's friends and the police off the trail. So basically, this is the Talented Mr. Ripley done well. Martin Scorsese has helped bring this to DVD before. So I'm excited to watch this out on Criterion this week. And another catalog, Catch Me If You Can, the Steven Spielberg film with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio is out this week. I thought the movie's okay. I don't know. I never really got into it that much. But a lot of people did. That gets a catalog release this week. And next, this is an anime I've really been looking forward to on Blu-ray. I have the DVD, and I've been wanting to get it. And I'm going to get this right away because when Akira came out, the Blu-ray is now out of print. So Ninja Scroll is getting a Blu-ray release this week.
Nation, stranger.
No place in particular.
I'm looking for someone, and you look exactly like him.
I'm a vagabond named Jubei Kibagami.
Die!
And this is one of the animes that I first, when I first started watching anime, it was one of the first ones that I saw, and it is insane. The sex, the violence, the nudity, all that kind of stuff in a cartoon caught me by surprise when I first saw this. So I've been waiting for this on Blu-ray. I'm sure it'll look pretty stunning, as most animated movies do when they come to Blu-ray. And Ninja Scroll, one of my favorite animes of all time, finally in all its HD glory. So pretty excited about that. And let's see, we have a couple more here. The Cronenberg film Existence is getting a Blu-ray release. So definitely wanted to check that out. It's kind of hit or miss with some people. I really like it. You know, like I said, directed by David Cronenberg, starring Jude Law, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Ian Holm. Kind of a weird movie. I know that when it came out I saw it on VHS originally, they were comparing it to like The Matrix, and the quote said, "Makes The Matrix look like child's play." And I never really thought that when I watched it, but I did enjoy it. It's an odd film, you know, like most Cronenberg, it's definitely worth checking out. So that's finally getting a Blu-ray release this week. I'm pretty excited about that. And finally, Star Trek The Next Generation Season 2 gets a Blu-ray release. Now, they've been meticulously bringing these to high def, kind of upgrading the visual effects. Not like a whole new visual effects like the prequel, like George Lucas has done, but they're taking visual effects that were created for television and actually going back and recreating them, they look exactly like they did on TV, just, you know, higher definition. So, kind of to match the film elements of the TV series. Tons and tons and tons of special features on these, and I'm going to be talking about season one here in a little bit. But it's only about $65 on Amazon right now. And these normally, like, they're pretty pricey, and they don't drop in price that much. So $65 probably is going to be the best price for a while. So if you have the $65, I definitely would recommend you grabbing this if you're a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation like I am. Let's jump into the musical break. The band this week I'm going to play for you on both breaks is a band called No Motive. They're back with a new album, a new EP. The album's called Winter Long, and it's out on Sound of the Siren Records. You can go to soundthesiren.bigcartel.com and find the album there. The song I'm going to play for you right now is called Beginning from the End. You're listening to the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast. Was No Motive with the song Beginning from the End from the album Winter Long. It's out right now on Sound the Siren. Go to soundthesiren.bigcartel.com and find the album there. Good stuff from them. Glad to have them back and with new music. Very good band. I'll be playing more from them just a little bit here. But first, let's talk about the Netflix releases this week.
Let me explain. There isn't much. Let me sum up.
All right. Now, that doesn't seem to be whole heck of a lot being released on Netflix this week, but there was something, there was a movie that I missed that I did want to talk about. All right. And that's Joe Dante's The Hole.
Come on, you can stare at it from outside, okay?
New neighbors?
I'm Lucas. We just moved here.
Hi, Lucas. I'm Julie.
Hi. Brother Dane. Right up there. Let's go play.
Beyond the walls and beneath the floorboards of their new house lies a door they never should have opened.
There's treasure I could have.
Secrets they never should have discovered.
I think it's just a really deep hole that Creepy Carl dug up.
And an adventure they will never forget.
Dane!
From the director of Gremlins and Small Soldiers comes a 3D thrill ride that will go as far as your darkest fears.
Maybe it's a wormhole, like a doorway between different universes.
Took the locks off.
You shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have opened it.
Someone's in the house.
It's like you look in the hole, and it knows you somehow.
I was looking for you.
Lucas! Y'all saw that, right?
You're talking about the little girl that just crawled into the bottomless pit under your house? Yeah. I think we all saw that.
The Hole in 3D.
How do the two of you feel about having the house to yourselves?
Bad.
And if you haven't heard of this film, it's definitely worth checking out. It was released, it was filmed in 3D, and it was released overseas in the UK, and got a pretty good response over there, but it never made its way to the States in 3D because of so many, because the weekend they were trying to find it for, to release it, there was basically no theaters that can show it in 3D, so the film basically never got released. And it finally, I mean, this is a 2009 film. So it's been bouncing around just overseas, and it's been out on Blu-ray. I actually have, I think it's, like a Taiwanese Blu-ray or something crazy like that. I searched it and you know, spent a heck of a lot of money, too much, to get this thing on Blu-ray, because I really wanted to see it. I'm a fan of Joe Dante, and I heard it was pretty good. It did get a small release finally this year in theaters, but I don't think it got a 3D release. So it's, and it did finally get a DVD and Blu-ray release, but not a 3D release for some reason. Just really weird. Joe Dante's 3D film, and just gets screwed out of any sort of 3D release. But it's called The Hole, and it's a pretty good flick. This is one you can, and if you can introduce your kids to kind of a, you know, a scary ghost story, and it's PG-13. It might be even PG, but, you know, it's a fairly good film. I don't know what people are expecting, if they're expecting something to be really scary or anything like that, but that's out on Netflix, and it's definitely worth checking out. I mean, I think pretty much any Joe Dante film is worth checking out, and this one, you know, it may not be scary, but it's cool. But I think for a young kid, they're going to think that's pretty scary as well. So, let's see, there's a, like I said, not a whole lot coming out this week, but for cartoons, Ultimate Spider-Man is out on Netflix Instant, in HD. So it's kind of, you know, they always rework these cartoons. And, so, you know, a fairly good reiteration of Spider-Man is out on Netflix. So I think my kids will be happy about that. And then my son is really into Spider-Man. So I'm looking through here to see if there's anything else of note that's out this week, and I'm not seeing anything. Kind of a light week as far as this goes. So we'll just move right along. And as far as what's expiring on Netflix, December 8th, the TV series Ghost Adventures expires, which is a bummer because I just discovered this this show. It's it kind of centers around Zach Braggins. He's a ghost hunter, kind of a young guy, like kind of a young bro. I always kind of look at him as, you know, kind of the guys that wear those, what are those t-shirts? Ed Hardy t-shirts, you know, with the silver print and stuff like that. He's very muscular and, he's a very odd person. If you follow him on Twitter, he has like a dungeon in his apartment or his house that he says is haunted, and he says he lives with ghosts. So, you know, take all that stuff for what you will. But the show itself is kind of a reality show centered around these ghost hunters and it's, you know, quote unquote reality based, and they'll lock themselves into a haunted place, and, you know, throughout the night do an investigation. And sometimes they see stuff, sometimes they don't. You have to wonder though, because they play stuff up so much, and the host Zach is so just into it, and almost like he's looking too hard, but it makes for a very entertaining show, to say the least. So I think it's actually also available on Amazon Prime, and I don't think that's expiring, so kind of check it out. It might also be on Hulu, but Ghost Adventures is expiring on Netflix. Well, let's jump into our second musical break here. You know, the second half of the show is kind of light, but you know, at least we'll get some music here. And then we'll come back and talk about my Blu-ray Collector's Edition pick of the week. Again, this is No Motive. Song is called Once Again Sundays. You're listening to the Geek Couch Collector's Edition podcast.
Around
was No Motive with the song Once Again Sundays from their album Winter Long. You can get that right now. Go to soundthesiren.bigcartel.com and find that there. Definitely worth picking up a really great album. I'll probably try to review it here for sometime for thegeekcouch.com and get a review up there. And I'll probably do an audio review for the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. If you are interested in music and want to discover more bands, definitely check out the Geek Couch Backstage Pass. It is on a separate feed now, so if you go into iTunes, search for Geek Couch, and subscribe to the Backstage Pass feed, because once the end of December, once the new year hits, I'll be putting all the music into the music feed, into the Backstage Pass. So go ahead and subscribe right now. If you like the music, subscribe to the Backstage Pass feed in iTunes, and you'll be able to continue getting these music podcasts as we move into the new year. All right, and that brings us to our Blu-ray pick of the week.
Hello, little guy. It's the sweeping man coming.
Yeah, yeah. I love playing the music live. I used to, on old shows, kind of mix things in after the fact, and it's just kind of so much more fun to have the music playing as I'm talking. So I'm having a little bit too much fun right now. All right. Well, this week, I definitely, since the Star Trek The Next Generation Season 2 is coming out, I did want to talk about the Season 1 podcast, and or the Season 1 podcast, the Season 1 Blu-ray. Where's my brain? It's been a long weekend. I think I grabbed this for like $40 when it came out, and it's up to like $50 now on Amazon. But, you know, a lot of people kind of give Season 1 a hard time. It's, you know, it's when The Next Generation was kind of finding its footing as far as a show goes. There are some gems in there, but, you know, as a whole, some people like it, some people don't. But if you're a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation like I am, I kind of want to eventually own the whole series. So I grabbed the first Season 1 here, and what they did with the special effects, they kind of cleaned them up, and I don't know if they did they didn't really do an up convert. Let me see here. They just did a full remaster, new picture, detail, and depth. The visual effects were painstakingly recreated from the original film elements, not up converted from videotape. So they make them match better. They still look the same, and they still look like 90s, you know, kind of like 90s television. It's not like what George Lucas did with the, you know, what he did with. Why'd I bring up George Lucas? I just get depressed. What he did with the original films, they still very much tie in and look good with the show. And what I'm really happy about is that just the plethora of special features that they release on these. And I'm sure every Blu-ray set from the seasons is going to be worth checking out. But there's about 95 minutes of brand new documentaries featuring all new cast and crew interviews. So if you're a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation, definitely pick up Season 1. It's about $50 on Amazon. And like I said, with Season 2, make sure you grab it right away, because these things, like, they don't seem to ever go down in price. I know that I wanted the DVDs for a while, and they were just so expensive, I never grabbed the DVDs, but I'm not going to make the mistake again. I'm going to be grabbing these as they come out. Hopefully the price stays the same, because I'm, you know, like I said, I'm not spending anything on myself in December. Hopefully through the new year, I actually can get this for like $65. But if you have the cash right now, definitely grab it. $65 is a steal for Season 2. And then Season 1, you know, like I said, if you're a fan, I mean, if you're a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation, it's worth the money. And if you're a fan, you'll spend the money on it. If you're not a fan, you know, you probably won't. But for TV, as far as TV goes, you know, I'm a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation and happy to own this Blu-ray. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I want to thank you guys for listening. I know it's kind of a short and sweet show this week. Well, I'll be back next week with some more to discuss some more releases. Hopefully within the new year, I'll start having more kind of guests on the show, and I'll expand the show a little more. Just right now, I'm doing a whole lot, and the easiest thing for me to do is just kind of chat about what's coming out, and hopefully through that, you'll find something to buy and you know, a lot of good stuff. All right. Like I said, like the beginning of the show said, the show is brought to you by Charming Beard Coffee. Go to charmingbeard.com and grab some coffee for yourself. You can, when you buy a bag or a couple bags of coffee, you can type in, when you check out, type in geek to the promotional code or the promotional code area, and you'll get 10% off your order. So a little bit of incentive if you listen to the show. If you live in Salt Lake City, Utah, you can go and find their coffee at Tony Caputo's Market and Deli. So there you go. Charming Beard Coffee. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. I hope you all have a great week, and good luck with the buying of the Blu-rays this week. Hope you guys get some great stuff and find some deals. I'll talk to all of you next week. Bye-bye.